This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese. Another episode of Swigs, Jigs, and Goose. Got a special engineer in the crib. Got your boy John Dave in the house.
Your favorite hood opinion piece.
I mean, he there. You want to show your face real quick?
It's a familiar face for the, you know, the Chopped Cheese family.
We're going to throw up all his shit in there. But we usually start off slow. We're going to start off fast, I guess, again, right? Nah, I'm lying. We never start off slow, but...
Light that blizzy, man.
Yeah, light that up.
You know what happened a couple weeks ago that we didn't mention?
What happened?
You didn't see Joy Bell do the cool shuffle?
When she fell on stage live? I did see that, but you know what, bro? Not you know you up. Know why I didn't bring it up?
Where's the light? Oh, light.
Yeah, I can't stand them.
Nah, the only reason I don't be bringing her up no more is because I kind of started feeling like, bro, it's just like...
They just keep falling, right?
And it's not they just keep falling. Yeah, Joy Behar.
I didn't see that. Shuffle on The View?
That's funny.
It's like... I started to feel like we're giving them too much play.
Too much energy.
Yeah, we're putting them too much out there.
People have a lot of influence, man. That's what bothers me, man.
And that's the thing. Don't give them more. Like, yo, bro, I've been seeing everywhere lately.
Tulsi Gabbard and the other dude to get locked up because they didn't agree with the no-fly zone bullshit in Ukraine.
Yeah. To get locked
the
up
view, yeah.
Off of their opinion.
Whoopi Goldberg came out and was like,
The View, okay. We still going with The View, okay.
Yeah, because I was in line.
I just didn't know. I gotta follow. We only show once a week now, bro. It's hard to keep up with you.
You didn't need to talk all the time.
Nah, it's cool, bro. Nah, we gotta keep it real. We only show once a week, bro. It's hard to keep up with your wittiness and understand. But
I'm pretty witty.
Nah, what I was going with that was you can see how people, like, whether they know that they're gonna do it or not, and I'm pretty sure at the end of the day they know that they are, like, they talk shit about people and they end up giving them so much publicity, and it's always been that way, but like, fuck everybody, you know?
Yeah, it's like we're giving them free press.
You ain't see Jimmy Kimmel going hard the other day?
He's another bozo.
He was going hard the other day, and throughout his whole rant, making fun of that podcast for having Trump on, the nigga gave them so much fucking energy, bro.
Yeah.
So much, bro. They're number two on Spotify. That's right fire. Now, right behind Joe Rogan.
That's fire. Like, you know what's funny thing about Jimmy Kimmel? Thank you for bringing him up. He's a bozo. Chopped Cheese, do you remember The Man Show?
Bro,
your
that
man was OD misogynistic, example. Racist, mad. He did mad shit. Just give that shit a quick Google search, y'all. He was wild offensive.
There's no lie. People can evolve and change, but you can't front like...
You didn't do that.
Yeah, like you ain't start from like somewhere. The boys. Exactly. Like, yeah.
He did practically the same skits. Or rather, they probably did the same skits off of him.
In a sense, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they weren't able to go that drastic because at that time, like, you know, TV wasn't as uncensored as it is now.
Jimmy Kimmel was a cuck.
Yeah, but it was crazy to see, like, once again, just to prove my point, like, bro, that's what happens, bro. When you constantly talk shit now, bro, you just giving people an outlet because social media is lit, bro. You're going to get your name out there whether you want to or not. You know what I mean? I would love for that nigga to talk shit about Chopped Cheese. I wouldn't mind that.
Jimmy, yeah, shout out. I take it all back. Shout out to Jimmy Kimmel.
Nah. Talk shit about us. Nah. Don't take it back. Go harder. Fuck you, nigga. Give him a reason to talk shit.
You just said don't give him any.
Nah. Okay, yeah, but if he's going to do it, then it's better for us. So involuntarily, we did it. You know what I mean?
And if The View did it, would it be good for us?
It would be too, but we're not going to keep shouting them out purposely.
No.
I'm saying, like, if it involuntarily happens, yeah, cool. You know what I mean? She gotta be organic. Yo, she gotta be organic, bro. Fuck these niggas.
Who, these late night talk show hosts?
But I guess
talk show hosts?
You know who we gonna get played right now?
Oh.
Your boy Kanye.
I should.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of shit going on with your boy Kanye.
Shout out to Kanye, bro. Dead ass. I'll be waiting on digital lines to buy your kicks. And I don't like Pete Davidson either, bro. Dead ass. He's a fucking weirdo.
You know what's going on.
I want him around my kids.
You know what's going on, right?
To be completely honest.
You're very...
I'll defend comedy to the day I die.
You know
that dude
funny?
Is a weirdo.
In my head right now, after you said his name, I'm like, yeah, he would be the type of person, like the only person famous to like fucking want to snap back at us if we say something witty enough.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah,
nah, I fucks with Kanye.
Like, oh,
no,
yeah.
No, when he mentioned this,
yeah, yeah, yeah. That's cool.
No, I'm just saying.
So, you know, he's no longer with that chick. What's her name?
Who, the witch?
Kim. Yeah, he's no longer with Kim.
Witches?
The witch, yeah.
So, but they still married legally.
Okay. Jesus Christmas.
If I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Remember, you don't come in for the facts.
You come in for the facts.
Your favorite opinion piece.
That's a good move.
But, you know, women are women, so she needs, you know, hello. She needs a cat itched or petted, rather, right? So, one of the next dudes, I guess, that was in line to jump on, you know, the hit list for her was your boy Pete Davidson.
Creepy Pete.
You know who Pete Davidson is, right?
Creepy yeah. Pete.
So he did some real creepy shit. You want to tell him you what
know,
she said?
I don't know the details of what happened. I just know he got booed off the stage. Because, oh, you know what happened?
He took a picture with her in bed.
No, he didn't. He took a picture of himself. And he was like, oh, okay. I'm in bed with you. He was like,
so
where
you do
at?
Know what happened.
Kanye goes, oh, you are. He was like, oh, he goes, oh, you use a profanity now? Where you at? And Pete Davidson's response was, oh, I'm in bed with your wife.
And he took a selfie of himself in the bed. And Kanye recognized the area?
I guess so, yeah.
Because that's the only reason you give it
the
play.
The reason I was talking about creep.
But if that's true, that shit takes away her alimony. She doesn't get alimony from Kanye.
She don't because he's still married.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly,
he doesn't have to
right?
pay alimony.
Oh, okay.
So he's good
they're
in that case.
Though.
Oh, they're separated legally, though.
Yeah, so she still is entitled to his fortune. But if he gets a divorce.
No, I mean, like, because they're legally separated, the divorce is still in play with or ends.
Yeah, because she didn't cheat on him. They're separated.
It's different if he caught her cheating before they decided to end it and get a divorce.
That's a malpractice.
He didn't say. I don't know. He didn't say that they were separated.
Can we
not
just
even
get back
separated
to the
for a while? Now this is juicy hood gossip, bro.
Nah,
Pete Kanye, bro.
You ready? Pete is a creep, and I just read a headline the other day and he got booed off the stage because he made a pedophile joke, and I don't fuck with him. And I hope if Kanye catches him, he puts some Yeezus beats on him, right?
But that would never happen because this is all for publicity.
It wouldn't happen because the sneakers are mass off.
He got boots? He wears the...
His clothing line is the worst clothing line ever.
The Hunger Games line.
Hunger Games.
Easily.
All the holes, it looks like...
That's the... Nigga, they give you better clothes in the
prison?
Yeah, in the South. Fight.
In the foreign
region. Goodwill word. That shit is bad, bro.
Listen, I fucks with Kanye.
Shit is recycled materials.
And his music. I don't know him personally, but if I see him fighting Pete Davidson in the street, I might jump in. Because I don't like Pete Davidson.
Who would you help?
I'm helping Kanye. The hood don't fuck with Pete Davidson. We don't fuck with that pedophilia bullshit joke.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here,
bro. Gay vibe shit.
Yeah, nah. And he got mad weird tattoos. I ain't saying you can't have I'm not saying you can't have mad tattoos. His tattoos, he got mad weird shit, bro.
I could imagine.
He don't got a hood pass over here, bro.
But remember, we spoke about this last time off camera. Like, he's been with a lot of attractive, if you want to say a lot of. Who said that anybody gives a fuck? Let me talk, bro. Damn, bro. Chop Cheese likes this, bro.
Do they?
Yo, bro, he's been with.
Do they?
I don't know, bro.
This ain't the conversation.
Let's put it like this. When I say Chop Cheese, I mean the metaverse. You know what I mean? He's been with a lot of bitches, bro. However you want, with birds, however you want to call these girls.
Imagine when niggas start saying, yo, meet me in the metaverse. Instead of niggas be like, yo, catch me outside. Remember when you used to say that?
How do you get to the metaverse?
Meet me in the metaverse.
I got a better one for you, though. Wouldn't you rather be at home with your nigga in a metaverse chilling getting high or by yourself?
I keep making, this is my shit. Fuck the metaverse.
Nobody say you don't. Listen to this.
Fuck the metaverse.
If you home and you know you're going to be home and your nigga home, sometimes you play video games and talk, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to the metaverse and chill and get high with your man
bro,
and play video games?
Do I have to say it in Spanish? Que se joda el metaverse, bro.
But that's what that is, though, bro.
I'm good.
It's game. It's us going around.
Y'all get inside
we could play Uno.
Like
we could do
man.
Shit. And other people join in. We're outside.
I'll play PlayStation.
I'm not condoning the same as a good thing. I'm just saying, not exactly what people make it out to seem. You know what I mean?
I think that shit has a devious plot to it.
It does, but it's up to the person to utilize it for their benefit.
Call me skeptical, call me cynical. I don't trust these dudes that run technology, bro. Even though Elon Musk is funny
on Twitter. But that's a different question.
Fuck that,
you answering questions that nobody's asking.
You know what the metaverse is, right?
I'm asking them to myself, and then I'm answering them out loud. What's the metaverse?
Demonic.
It can't it can be though.
The devil.
Bob, but it 100% can't be demonic. Panic. You know
no,
that
bro,
though.
I'm not even playing.
But everything is demonic though.
It's a trap. How addictive could that be?
Literally everything. Bob.
They're trying to turn the world into pod people.
It's funny. The TV's demonic. The internet's demonic. Everything you look at, everything that you view, that you're involved in, is demonic source. So, you just got to pick and choose what's going to benefit you and what's going to make you better. Because no matter what you choose, it's out there. Nah, but I'm not giving you life lessons. I'm just
chopped cheese
life speaking,
lessons.
I'm speaking out like...
Can't be 1 foot in,
shit that
out.
I'm realizing now, too.
You can't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Nah, you can't. Yeah, you
can't.
Yo, bro, there's no double dutch on yo, that
yeah,
separate line.
No, yeah. One day you
shit is spooky out here, bro.
It is, but at the same time, like I said, that's why you gotta know what you're getting yourself
Pete
into.
Pete Davidson's a creep.
We can't.
And the viewer's trash.
But he's comfortable being there.
We all agree that
Elon Musk is funny on Twitter.
Do we all agree that they hold rituals in front of us?
Publicly.
If words, right, if you speak
of,
words to power, then
right
yes.
In front of us.
I'm talking about Super Bowls, I'm talking about Grammy Awards, I'm talking about ceremonies, inaugurations, everything.
You know that.
Speak it, young Dave.
You know we could do the same thing back, bro.
Yeah, but fuck that. I ain't down with that.
Manifesting. No,
he
that's
said,
demonic.
He said, like those flowers, my mouth, that blue head, yeah.
Oh, like
just
that.
Like there's bad magic, there's good magic.
Nah, it's bad. Demonic. Nah, it's all demonic. It's all demonic.
What do you mean, like make that ashtray levitate?
Like, if they got flowers, so do I.
Okay, so if you lift this thing up right here, right? It's your mind. You figure out how to do that. How do you feel about that? What do you think that is? You think that's demonic?
No.
Telekinesis is demonic?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, telekinesis is demonic. Everything's demonic, bro.
Everything's demonic.
Yo, laughing is demonic, bro.
It's demonic.
Don't be laughing over here.
Why is telekinesis demonic? Right? Who's moving that ashtray, bro?
I just told you I have telekinesis.
Yeah,
I'm not you.
So you're moving
it's
it.
It's a trick. It's magic. It's a trick.
This nigga admonished me with the word
like
idiot.
This. You're going like
after
this.
I told him I had telekinesis.
He laughed at me, the fucking hemorrhoid. Listen, if you're doing this, right?
I'm moving it, and it moves. No. If I'm doing this, and it moves,
I moved it. That you cannot see going like this.
Just get the rewind button. Slow mo. You see his head
like that, and you like, I did it.
Everything's demonic, bro.
That's how it is, bro.
Young,
that's never good,
young
bro.
Yo,
that
was mad gay.
It could have been a moment, bro. That was spooky.
Ew.
He got a double heart. He got a double heart.
Nah, but
Bill of yeah. Thank you.
Did we ever say if it was true or not? So that was not a true statement.
What was not a true statement?
He did not take a picture of himself in bed with Kim.
I didn't see her.
Okay.
I saw him.
But he's going hard now on his IG. Your boy. Nigga, we never finished, bro. What you mean we back to?
Oh, God.
Yo, bro, have you been looking at his IG lately?
I don't have.
Holy shit.
Nah?
Nah.
Yo, I mean, this is the funny thing from what I heard. If you go to his IG, you ain't going to find nothing. You know why?
Because Kanye killed him already?
He deletes his shit after he puts them up.
He's smart.
What?
Where's the water?
They're there for a certain amount of time, and then he just pulls them.
Who?
Kanye. Yeah. So.
But I mean, the internet is alive. So what happens is all that shit gets.
Nah, he puts some shit up. Yeah, some shit gets screenshotted.
People follow him so hard that everybody.
But the story
screenshot all that. That shit is forever.
Yeah, the IG post is still up though of him going at this nigga for that pedo joke.
Yeah, that nigga's weird, bro. And I kind of like,
because that's why I didn't want to finish it, because I wanted to talk about.
And have you seen the video that she did the other day with her child? Yeah, damn, that shit was mad weird with the eye makeup.
Nah,
this is a little girl singing about.
How old is she?
Damn, what was it? Kanye's daughter, mad young.
I don't know how old she is.
Less than 10 or some shit, right?
There's two of them.
Two of them?
Yeah.
She young, in my personal opinion.
Age is important, though, because 5 is different from 10.
So she's in the video on TikTok, I think, with her mom, and they got like eye makeup on, and she's singing like. Like on some shit, like, you a little girl, you should.
What's she singing? Her father's
song? Being over sexualized. Like, nah, it was a song. I can't remember the lyrics, so I don't want to be quoted, but it's like something like, I fell in love with an emo girl. But it's a girl singing from the perspective of she fell in love with another girl. There's nothing wrong with that. But she's a young girl. That's bro.
Impressionable.
She's a little kid.
How old can you show this girl from knowing that your mom got. Is famous for being
exactly
like, and a sex tape
to school and shit like that. The girl exactly gotta go to point. School, right? Even if she doesn't go to school and she gets homeschooled, she has to interact with the outside world at some point in time, bro. Unless you put her in a cage, and I don't think that is gonna happen. How does the woman grow up after that, and how does that affect the kid? And at what age?
You gotta see that video.
Because if it was where I live, like the schools I went to, they were going hard in like first grade.
But remember, they go to private though, pal.
Huh?
They all go to private schools.
What does that mean?
That means a lot of the kids that they go to school with, they know.
They know what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not really a situation where, yeah, they don't really get the opportunity like we do where we was in public school. And like, that would really, really be like more detrimental to us. That's, they don't get that treatment. I mean, bro, put into perspective. Remember when they went to Disneyland, they bought out shut Disneyland down. For the
who
day.
Who?
Her and Kanye when it took their.
They have a lot of money.
So that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, put into perspective. That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't really have those social, you know, they're not putting those but social.
Kanye grew up different than.
Yeah, but they Kim did. Of course. But what I'm saying is the kids, they're not going to get that opportunity, really, to be exposed to those situations. You know what I mean?
But you know that.
It's rare. It's very rare. They would have to see it socially on a, like, they wouldn't be like a first hand experience.
You know who Kim Kardashian's pops is, right?
Yeah, the attorney for OJ. Why?
How did she grow up like that when she was filthy rich?
What do you mean, how did she grow up like that?
She won that trial. OJ won that trial because of her daddy.
Okay, yeah.
Her daddy. I mean, amongst the
team. Yeah, and then his publicity of his law firm got after that, too. And
she was filthy rich. She didn't have to make a sex. She decided to get...
you know what it was? You know what it was? In my opinion?
She was Paris Hilton's friend. And you know what I'm saying? She was in like that in Hollywood elite.
Oh, okay.
This is what I think.
That
was the that was your environment. That was the beginning of the clout. Like the real clout.
The cap?
Yeah.
It was Pamela Anderson.
Nah, it was Paris.
It was Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee, no?
Pamela Anderson didn't put out her own tape.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. Damn, she did.
On a whole movie.
Oh, wow. I mean, see, I don't really know.
When it happened, they didn't say it like that. They said it leaked.
Well, okay.
It leaked, yeah, but...
Okay. See, that we know that Kim put that out.
Yeah.
Cause
oh, wait, do you? We don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I heard.
Wasn't it leaked?
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe what do I know? Leaked. What do Swix know? You don't come in for the fact. But I heard, like, she ain't really like Moesha.
Brandy.
What the guy? Oh, that's why she boned Ray J? She didn't like.
Nah, I mean, that's why she was. It was easy to put it out, like, as a disrespect. Like, I guess the same shit, like, with Pete's going, what's going on now with Pete and her. Like, you know what I mean? The apple don't fall far from the tree, bro. I didn't say he wasn't, bro. You're saying it like I'm not. Mr. Right? You good over there?
Is he gonna get canceled?
Who? Pete? For the pedo joke? Nah, I think he's too far in.
He's embedded. He's deeply embedded.
Yeah, he's too far in.
SNL, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah.
And they allow him to snap back at Kanye on SNL.
Yeah.
They allow him to use that platform. They got
mad skits about Kanye on SNL,
yeah, but
too,
it was a direct, like, hit. Nigga, it was shots fired.
It was like, for real.
It was due to Bozos.
Yo, he's... Yeah.
He looks ghoulish.
He looked like a dirty nigga from Staten
Island. SNL hasn't been funny since the 80s, bro.
Yo, but I'll tell you this. Like I said, I'm not lying because I'm not prejudiced.
If you have to say it, that makes you kind of prejudiced, bro.
I saw his most recent, like in the last 3 days, snapback. And bro, that shit had me in tears, bro. It was mad funny. Pete Davidson.
I'm good. That dude's not funny to me.
You talking about the
I'm not saying he's funny. Nah, he the shit on SNL.
What?
Nigga, with how he snapped back at Kanye.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Bro, that shit had me in tears, bro. I could not stop laughing. I don't fuck with him. I don't like him as a person. I never even really heard any of his comedy.
I've always told John I don't like that dude.
But
he's not that I don't like him.
But put it like this. If you heard this one situation, you'll probably chuckle and laugh. Because
I probably out of spite won't.
I don't like Kanye.
I don't like him.
I don't like him either. You're making it seem like I don't remember. I don't remember.
It touched your life so much.
I didn't say it touched my life. I said it had me in tears. I listened.
It touched your life.
I said I don't fucks with him.
Don't you cry when something touches you?
I don't fucks. That doesn't mean I remember every fucking punchline.
No, I don't think he's funny.
Doesn't mean I remember every punchline.
Made me laugh.
I can't remember,
but I don't think he's.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
No.
But remember, Goose, you know,
say it with your chest.
Took the train today, so
say it with your chest.
You know, gas prices are high. Gas prices are high, so
it's an attack. It's an attack on America. Yeah. And Pete Davidson is not funny at all.
Nah, yo, whatever. What if they raise?
He's never been funny.
30 minutes
later. What if they're raising gas prices to make us go green?
That's funny.
To make the what?
Oh, you didn't hear that's what they're all talking about.
What?
Leaving
the gas prices
high. You didn't hear the CEO of BlackRock that said, oh, it's a good, we're going to suffer for 2 to 3 years, but it's a good thing that we're pushing towards green energy. That's not quote unquote, that's not verbatim.
No, that's accurate. That's accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
2 to 3 years is around the time of new president.
And now look, the funny thing is that while we were talking about late night TV personalities and all these cucks on TV, Colbert the other day, Stephen Colbert, what is it?
I think it's his name.
I could pay $15 for a clean conscience of gallon of gas. $15.
That's because I drive a Tesla.
That's what all these guys are saying.
Yeah, that was such a corny joke, bro.
Bro,
that shit really was.
Again, another.
Like, I can be corny on purpose, but they're trying to
Buttigieg,
be funny.
Buttigieg, whatever that.
Yeah,
the funny dude.
Yeah.
Funny dude. Do your own research, Chop Cheese. Another one. Oh, buy a Tesla. Who the fuck can't afford a Tesla in
especially in when you shut down the economy,
you know what I'm saying?
For like, Fifi,
these dudes are ridiculous, bro.
Ain't nobody got money for nothing, bro.
I think it's hilarious that all this late night talk show.
Wait, you saw the memes?
Same talking points.
Wait, me and the fellas rounding up and niggas is on horses. You ain't seen them shits, bro.
I'm telling
those
you,
are the memes floating around.
Don't fuck. They
me and the fellas.
Fire
you,
Trump.
Yo, horses are gonna go up, bro.
Yo,
yeah.
Bro.
Horses are going
up,
bro.
Fuck out of here.
Nah, they're not watching, bro. Yo, bro, is that
just gonna be niggas in the shit.
I'm not saying this is true, bro, but there's wavelengths that just go out, bro. And like at a moment in time, like depending on what you've seen, you'll pick up on shit. You picked up on shit. And them niggas picked up on it too. All they watching Chop Cheese.
There's gonna be a bike lane and then a horse lane. And then a horse lane. What, like ponies and donkeys?
Yo, bro.
And horses.
But you know what's fucked up though? Think about it. I'm not saying having a horse only for transportation is good, but we forgot where we came from, bro. And the root of it is niggas don't even know how to come outside and defend for themselves, not even physically, just all around.
Yeah.
And the shit is getting scary because you see how niggas is really starting to take everything away.
Where would you get food from if there was
where? Where would you get food from, bro? Where you going?
I know.
Yeah, where you going?
What?
Where you going right now if there's no food?
Central Park.
No, nigga, there's no food in Central Park. Where you going right now?
Kill a raccoon.
To me, there ain't no food there. Exactly. Kill a
raccoon. I'm gonna kill a raccoon.
Nigga, you eat meat like that to be killing and skinning and cleaning it?
I'll have
yes.
To.
Yeah.
But before
damn,
that,
God bless you, bro. Because I don't know how to fucking pull a feather out of a chicken,
there's
bro.
There's not gonna be
this
no nigga's
the first one to die. Did you
feel
me? Just say that,
bro. You know the method. You know the method, the proper method to hold the chicken and fucking take
your
shit.
Are you kidding me,
bro? There's how? Not gonna be any
you,
time.
I'm not kidding you.
You grab him by his fucking neck.
Now, first off, you don't do it when he's alive, you dick.
You don't.
No, it's done after it's
fuck
done. Yeah, this guy.
See, I hit look. That little. First of all, I grab him like this.
Already
hey,
wrong,
chicken,
bro. You this guy.
He's not even gonna let me finish now because
he's
wrong.
Because
he's too screaming.
This nigga's doing this. He saw first thing he's doing. Going. He's doing
you know
this with a chicken.
Yeah,
hi, chicken.
Bro,
hi, chicken. Right.
Chicken.
You grab it. You make him nice and calm. Right.
All
right. But this is what I'm gonna do. Say hi, chicken. This is his head. And I'm gonna hit him with a rubber mallet while he's not looking. Mad. So boop, and now he's knocked out. Then I'm gonna grab him. Fucking
oh
shit. I'm gonna hit him with a little rubber mallet. Boop.
Spinning
now he's unconscious.
Is the technique that Goose chooses.
Yeah, the spinning method. It's actually inhumane.
That's how
he's knocked out. Did you not just hear that?
And even though it's technically
he's knocked put out, down, he can't feel nothing.
As a method, it's PC.
It's obviously world, a joke.
And that shit is just whack, bro.
He would inject.
I don't want Peter to hit us up. I don't want to.
Why? Was that?
Until it's fucking.
So it don't feel nothing.
And it could be.
Nah, nah.
You do it the hard way with a sharp knife.
I'm going to tell you how you do it.
You do it with a sharp knife. That's the most humane way.
You put out a couple of pebbles, right? And you sleep in the melatonin. That's how it's done, bro. That's the proper way to do it. Yeah. The chicken falls asleep and you just chop. Fucking head, and you just soft. Keep it moving. I'm not soft, bro. I'm not soft.
That shit will.
And I'm
wake up.
And I'm gonna tell you why it's better.
Hi, chicken.
Have you ever heard of that Strong woman slit. Who invented the machine with the cows? What? Her name. We saw the documentary. Remember?
Oh, you remember that? Yeah, that was human. I'm joking. I would never do that,
bro.
But if I had to live,
remember that shit, nigga? We always hear.
Brandon, that was a great
nigga.
That's the name of the movie, right?
Bye.
Yeah, that shit was.
When you kill a chicken the right way, it tastes better. Yes. It's been proven, bro. Y'all niggas proven? Is fucking breaking that shit. It's like,
nah. I would never do that.
I don't think the.
But you just. But in relation and in reference to what you were referring to, is you said if there was nothing to eat and everything broke down, how are we going to eat? That's what you said, right? That's what you were referring to.
Yeah.
All right, then. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to grab the fucking chicken or the fucking. Trash
yeah,
panda.
Yeah, but you only brought that up because I said the that raccoon. Niggas don't even know how to defeather a chicken.
You don't.
I'm not defense, saying I do, but I'm saying the average defense. Nigga don't, bro. In niggas don't defense. Know how to clean their meat, fucking skin it, do none of that.
I believe that you shouldn't. That the animal should die a certain way before you eat it because...
No, I agree. I
that
was only
energy.
Joking.
Nah, that's traumatic
y'all niggas,
energy.
Now I got a dunce hat on and y'all niggas is trying to teach me science.
That traumatic energy that... That chicken
y'all can't teach you something I don't
it
know.
Does, I believe that when you consume it, you consume that energy.
Agreed.
As well.
Agreed. 100%. I agree with you. Agreed. That's why that movie was so funny.
Yo, put it like this.
Shout out that
you,
movie again.
You clearly don't care about the chicken.
You know what that is, right?
That's why we be running around the hood shooting each other.
Because we don't care about our chicken.
Yeah, you know what that is when you treat them bad, right, Slicks?
What?
You know what it is when you treat them bad, right?
What?
Demonic.
There you go, bro. First off, just seeing a nigga surround a chicken, I'd be like, that's demonic.
Jeez.
That's the first thing I would have came to mind. Not like, oh, he's killing a
Hold
chicken.
On, you know
like,
what
wow, that's demonic.
You know what's really demonic?
Oh, excuse me.
Given that,
yeah, coughing
given,
is demonic. I'm sorry. I got to pray that
Rachel
away.
Levine, man, woman of the year.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Who got what?
That's demonic.
You got to tiptoe around this subject, though.
Why?
It'll air on Rumble, bro, but it won't air on YouTube for long if you don't talk properly, bro.
Why? That's only... a man that got woman.
Bye, now you can't.
Now he gotta edit.
Oh, I got trouble?
Bye, you can't say shit like that, bro.
Just use the name.
I'm not telling you to be sensitive. I'm just telling you once again, you gotta play with that TOS shit, bro. You know what I mean? YouTube is... They ain't gangster,
YouTube
bro.
Is asshole.
So,
they're not gangster like us, bro.
So they gave woman of the year?
Just say that there's somebody with a dick who got... That's how you can say it, bro.
That's
ass.
How you can say it.
I'm not playing around.
Nah, he's being right because now there's no way for the algorithm to catch it.
Yeah, but you be a dick and say it.
Levine.
Yeah. Somebody with a dick is woman of the year.
That's it, bang. Do your own research, Chop Cheese.
Avril Lavigne?
No.
Adam.
Now
no, what's
now.
His what's
Adam.
The name?
No, it's not even Adam. Damn, you see?
What's the name?
What's down. The name? Taken down. I don't know. It's something
Rachel.
Levine. Levine.
Rachel
Levine. Levine. Is Levine?
Holds a very high office in
and this is a totally related subject,
house.
Not to the person with the dick.
Yeah, totally two different things.
Yeah.
Two different things.
But that person is a woman of the year too, though.
Yeah, woman of the year.
Yeah, that person too.
Woman of the year, Chop Cheese. Yeah.
That's
what about what's going on in them colleges?
Beautiful time.
Abomination.
Nah, that's Aaron.
That's Aaron.
But
that's Aaron.
Isn't this a one of the greatest moments in American history?
Yo, my God.
Huh?
Hands down. What?
That was funny.
You say otherwise?
Huh?
You see what's happening in the college campuses with the swimming?
But wait! Don't know, bro. What that woman that's killing it right now?
Yeah, that woman.
I also heard that there's somebody with a dick breaking records.
I heard about that.
There
right?
is somebody in the crowd, not so eloquently saying
they have a piece.
That's a dick.
Yo,
that's a dick.
For real? Oh, bro, I was like, please, can I find that? That's the first. I said, man, yo, I saw somebody.
Somebody screamed that?
I did see. Did you see the video of the mom having a conversation?
While he was giving the interview.
Sorry. Wow, that's good. He deserved.
There was a lot of people.
That person deserved it. But there's a video with a mom having a conversation, asking, like, do you guys really think that this is, like, okay? Y'all fucks with this? Yo, bro, nobody wants to answer those questions. Everybody's just like...
Everybody's scared to be canceled. Like,
yo, bro.
Solo dope.
Everyone's scared to be canceled, bro. Canceled's fake, but it's real, bro.
I looked at the podium the other day, and I said, wait a minute, why this doesn't add up?
And he was like, you know something, brother.
I was just like... Yeah, the South Park episode where he's beating up the... Yo, I saw the podium. Shout out to South Park, bro. I was like...
Season 25, bro.
Ever since my transition...
There's supposed to be 3 V's up there. I only saw 2 and a D.
And a D, yeah.
Got him. That's how we beat the algorithm. It was 2 V's and a D on the podium. It was supposed to be 3 V's.
3 V's and there was...
Chopped cheese. It was 2 V's and 1 D.
Damn, that's great.
Yeah, well, upside down.
You shouldn't be able to be with a V if you have a D.
Competing.
Yeah, competing.
Competing.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
That's I needed a pair of scissors. All I had was 3 hammers.
Fuck, B.
Shout out to Young Dave out there, bro. Killing it with the engineering.
What's going on?
Yo,
Clown World?
Clown World.
Bro. Nah, we already know. It's more than Clown World now. Clown World. It's been Clown World for a while. We've been flowing that word around.
Oh, man.
And niggas stuck with it, but, bro, at this moment, bro. This is just life, bro.
Oh, my God.
This ain't no clown. This is just life, bro. Enjoy it, bro. This is that roller coaster you've always asked for that you could just never get off of. This is it.
This is it. I'm about to get off.
Getting off. There's no exit. There was just an entrance.
What's the rickety-ass roller coaster at Coney Island?
The Cyclone. The
Cyclone. We on the Cyclone right now.
Yeah. Times 2. Because it's in Harlem.
Yeah.
That shit ain't even worse, bro.
It's on the Cyclone right now.
That's not.
Nah, but there's no exit, bro. There no was exit. Only an entrance. And you got on that shit, what was it, about 30?
Are you being metaphorical?
More than 35 years ago. I don't know, am I?
Sounds like it.
Sounds demonic, right?
I don't know, man.
Fucking God.
All I gotta say is water is God. That's it, bro.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a good point, bro. Because
That's my.
If he created the world. And the world is what, 80% water, 70% water?
I think it's 80.
It's more than that.
No, I don't know. Is it? It's more than that?
Well,
that
means my body is 70%.
Well, that means it's, if it's H, but that means it's.
But you know what that also means? That
if it's 70% water, that means it's 50%
land.
That means
it's 25% land. Okay, so it's 25% land, right? So that means we
atoms and molecules. Do you know that atoms never really touch? Never. I mean, they never ever touch. Atoms never touch.
Guys,
and we're made up of atoms.
A professor. Mm.
So we could explode at any moment.
I didn't just touch you right now.
So what happened then?
You was your fucking. Mind.
My mind physicist. Thought it happened.
And he moonlights as a comedian.
He's got
a
so wait. So if you're saying that God is water. And the majority of the world is water. Gus said that. Goose said that. And does that mean God is salty?
Was that like dad humor?
Yeah, it kind of was. I'm sorry. I was distracted too much. About the time I finally got it out, it wasn't funny.
Yeah, you tried.
Yeah, anyway. Sorry. But does it mean he's salty?
Wait on you.
Goose.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Thank you for that.
I'll sum it up with it.
Yes. Yeah?
This is a nifty sweater you have on.
It's okay, thank you.
Sweatshirt.
Let's get back to one.
Yeah?
Let's get back to Pete Davidson.
Hopefully there's merch soon, too. Let's see.
We'll put that working on the merch. Chop Cheese.
Working on some merch.
Is working on the merch.
You know, a little bullshit channel. We can maybe have some merch.
Maybe
you know, somebody want to wear our shit and celebrate, you know what I mean, show some love. It's going to be available soon.
Available soon? You're working soon. On some things?
No, I mean, there's some available at the very moment. It's just not attached. But the more variety will be available soon.
Ah.
So people can actually have a little bit, you know, more of a assortment for their what's it called? An arrangement of clothing? What's that called again?
Clothes?
No, no, you call your wardrobe. See? You see?
There you go. You look at the source today.
No, no, you should have had me on that one, but you didn't. Yeah, you dropped the ball. Thank you. All right, happy Sunday. Cool. Happy Sunday.
You ever see that clip of the dude that was on Joe Rogan? And he's like, do you know how long it takes for a plastic bottle to
disintegrate?
Yeah. How biodegrade?
It takes like forever.
No, it takes, I think it's like 50 years or something like that.
Yeah, I saw this yesterday.
And then he was like, you know how long it takes for a mass to biodegrade?
How long?
How long you think?
They haven't been able to study. How long?
500.
How were they able to determine that?
It was 150. I heard it this morning.
No, Joe Rogan guessed 150. No. And then he said
the first one was 50. And then the second one was 100.
Okay, regardless, let me ask you a question. How did they come to this conclusion? How did they determine this?
Huh?
How did they determine that? How did they come to that conclusion?
Science, Bob.
What form of science did they use?
Rapid aging. Remember. Getting your shit.
Okay, and exactly what formula is used for rapid aging?
We don't know. What's the formula of relativity?
I don't know science.
You know any of them?
You don't know science. Nobody fucking knows science. We all just trust these motherfuckers. So and guess what? At the end of the day.
Koof is gone because of Ukraine.
Guess what? These motherfuckers is lying men. Men lie. And you know why men lie?
Preach.
Follow the money. Mm. Event 201. That's all I got to say, bro.
Event 201,
bro. With that money, bro.
Google it.
Fucking billions in Fifi, bro.
Putin apparently had the cure for Koof.
Yo, could you explain to me why this bozo gave Bo Biden gave this motherfuckers 800?
Bo Biden
was it billion? It was billion, right?
No, no, it was 14 billion. Yeah,
yeah. 14 billion.
First it was 14 billion, and then
you understand that?
Yeah, his son
that died.
The wrong son died. Yeah.
You know what was funny though? I think this was a fair statement.
Bo Jiden.
We're
what I'm
giving him money for help, right? Military wise.
Mm-hmm.
But how much money and military did we give up not too long ago? Do you remember?
It's almost like we're arming the outside.
When motherfuckers
of,
just holding on to planes like to get the fuck out of there.
Motherfuckers and just dumping so cash.
How
and
much
laundering
is,
money?
Wasn't it like three times what we just invested in Ukraine?
Is it?
If from the numbers I saw, yeah, like, bro, if we would have just taken what was ours to begin with, we could have just gave them that. Literally, just gave them that.
It's ridiculous.
Remember, motherfuckers was trying to fly them shits and someone's shit was crashing. Some motherfuckers were holding on to planes that were trying to leave.
It's terrible.
How could they justify giving these people money in foreign aid when they closed all of America? I don't understand.
Yeah, but that goes to
what are these people? No, what, you know what's mad funny? I came out of the supermarket yesterday, and there was this old little sweet old black lady with her mask on. She had a clipboard in her hand. Are you a registered Democrat?
Oh wow!
Would you like me to register for you? And the voice in my head.
I hope
head,
you did your civil duty. You signed up, right?
Yo, the voice in my head superpower screamed at her, and she just flew away.
Some but, anime shit.
Yeah, she just flew away, like, and she landed somewhere very softly.
Wow! But what really happened?
What I actually told her was, are you only registering
Democrats?
Democrats? What about Republicans or independents?
And what she said?
She just turned around.
Yeah, that was I mean, what was going to be her response anyway? There is no response to that.
She just turned around.
Especially,
yo, bitch.
Especially in New York City.
Why are you threatening her like that?
Yeah, that was kind of aggressive of you.
Me or him?
Of you, bro.
Yo, words of violence. I gotta be careful,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bro. Words are yo. She actually could have put you up on a hate crime.
She could have.
Thinking about it now.
Where did that story go?
Hindsight.
Fuck out of here.
Where that should. Yeah.
Fuck out of here. That's how rumors.
This is what we was missing.
That's how rumors start. Cut it out, bro. Young Dave. Cut it out.
You touched it?
Nah,
I didn't hear that part.
Laughing really hard, and I was like, "What?
What you said?
Oh, words.
No, I said the picture in my mind blew her away. Mm. And I was like, she's gone.
So, what did the police report say?
The police report said white male. White male calls little old black lady.
You just incriminated yourself again. You touched her, bro.
Damn. Leave it alone. We can't hear this. Goose, we can't hear this, Goose. Damn. This is incriminating shit, bro. There's a lot of stuff going on right now with hate, Asian hate, bro.
I'm not saying it again. You're going to have to rewind the tape.
You heard how I said Asian hate was a black lady?
What was her race?
I just said it, bro.
Blackley, why you call her a nigga though?
She was European.
Yo, bro. Yo, bro, I hope it was with an A.
She was European.
I just hope it was with an A.
Nah, I didn't end bomb drop.
He's not dark enough to pull off her ER. You're not dark enough to pull off an ER.
My dick,
you can get away with the A all day.
I didn't say nothing to
this
her.
This is not Aaron Chop.
Nah, this is 100% Aaron.
Hit the thumbs up.
New shit.
It was to go back
real new shit, Chop Cheese. We done talking about politics.
I don't know what's
it's
going
just time.
But Goose keeps bringing up politics.
I don't even know.
I'll never stop bringing up politics.
Nah, politics is politics. The world, bro. That's what never it is. Stop. Yeah, once you get to our age, bro, politics is your life, bro, whether you believe it or not. Yeah. Everything you do is political, bro. Unfortunately,
you like the two things that make people flare up the most: politics
and religion.
You think you come up?
And what? Wait, politics and what?
Road rage.
I was gonna say religion.
You kidding me?
What you do?
That's the third one.
Religion.
Chop cheese.
Yeah, I feel.
No way.
You're right.
Any one of us ever get elected?
How about you?
What?
You think you can run for senator?
Senator, I would run for, but that's the farthest I would go.
You think you can make it?
I don't know. Not with my background.
What's wrong with your background?
Chop cheese.
I'm a little past conservative for some people.
You far right?
Yeah, for some people, yeah, I'm far right.
Far.
I voted for Trump twice.
Trump was far.
If you look at my social media history, I've said some wild shit about Democrats.
Wild shit.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I smoke weed. You know what I mean? Like,
so?
Come on, bro. That's not the look that they want to represent Congress. You know what I mean?
Swiggles is like a hood Ted Cruz.
I'm sure your boy.
That was still a fake laugh, but real at the same time. Because I didn't want to laugh.
I'm sure
fake
boy,
ass Marco Rubio. A hood Marco Rubio.
Not why. You think you can? You think you could?
Yeah.
Yeah. You squeaky?
We don't know what this nigga was doing when he was in Canada, to be honest.
Yo, does that count?
Maybe he was over there like this.
Does that even count?
The man was campaigning.
Yo,
man,
bro.
Was over there.
So, you know what? Me being devil's advocate.
On the black
devil's advocate.
There.
What does Canada have to do with America?
Prime Minister Blackface.
Prime Minister Blackface. Right?
Never forget Aladdin.
Right?
Forget.
What does Canada have to do with
shit.
America, being
Prime
devil's
Minister
advocate?
Who?
What? What does Canada have to do with America?
I'm just saying he went over to perfect his craft.
No. Don't worry about Canada. We in America.
America. Scott.
All right. America first, remember?
All day, every day. Isn't that funny that...
Put your flag up, bro.
Isn't that funny that Biden tried to use those talking points at the State of the Union? I thought it was pretty funny.
I was like,
America
he
first?
He uses talking points? He
Are you serious?
Makes points? He just be like...
Sorry. Yo,
like
he's today, literally, he's literally using
in
Trump's
Ukraine.
Footnotes now. That's what he's trying to do.
Funny.
But do you believe that a lot of the show Fifi went away because of is an election year, or you think that Fifi just went away because Fifi went away?
They realize they're not going to be able to run on that show.
What was Fifi again?
The Koof. Nigga, the last 2 years.
Wuhan.
Oh.
Wu flu. Jesus, the Wu flu. Can't even say that.
Dave, China. Sometimes I just miss the way
he
said.
I don't think you can say that anymore because we are. China.
the way Trumpito said China.
Yo, nobody feels weird that you don't see anything on TikTok from China, but China sees everything on TikTok.
You know who makes a really good point when they explain the TikTok? This is a point for Dave, Andrew Schultz, when he explains what TikTok essentially is.
Let me hear it. What does he say?
So pretty much in America, all we get is booty videos and dumb shit and Worldstar. And then in other countries, like in China, their TikTok is full of engineers and people doing.
I heard that. Was that from
shit
him?
And he's not the first person to
say
it.
But
I like the way he articulated it.
The way you just said it was like verbatim kind of what I heard.
Yeah, and it's the truth. All we get is booty and world star videos and dumb shit and hood shit and crazy shit. And then in other countries, that shit is mad positive shit that you want your youth into. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that they know that they're doing that? Or is this something...
Ooh, wait, what?
China.
Oh, shut up. Of course you do. So they're trying to subvert the country.
Bro, you mean...
It's warfare. It's 3D warfare.
Wait, remember, we're having more than just
fourth,
the conversation.
Fifth generation warfare. It's all subversion.
And do you think that we know that?
We who?
Our government? Because you know it's their... I mean, in a sense... Let me not play stupid. China, anything that happens in China... is a direct response to their CCP or whatever it is that runs them.
Yeah.
So the reason why I say our government is because, you know, their government runs them. I'm not saying our government runs us, but they need to be aware of what should be going on over here, right?
Shit is wild. Yeah.
Isn't that one of the reasons
I say
why
the Taiwan flag?
Isn't that one of the reasons why Trump trying to ban TikTok?
Yeah, and they came at him crazy. Yeah, but wasn't, I see where you going with this? Yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
wasn't it still like information to be banned until Biden came into office?
One more time.
Wasn't TikTok supposedly on its way out until Biden came into office?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nah, yeah, because from
they
what
tried.
I
they were close.
From,
they were
from
close
what I heard,
getting it out of here.
What I heard was America was making them have an American party.
That whole conversation.
Oh, word?
That is true. He yeah. is kind of making, he is telling the truth, because you know how it is. They get,
what I heard, you know, that they
CEOs,
was,
they don't it go would, to court, nigga.
The only way that they was going to be able to stay in world. Business and run in America was they were going to have to have an American associate with them.
They did. Yeah, yeah.
And
I believe somebody might have invested
and
in them.
Wasn't that thrown out once Biden came in and said, nah, that's not a requirement? You good?
That's a good question. You got to look into the deets.
I kind of thought that was where it went.
But it sounds like something that he would do, because he would have done, because he literally turned everything around that the last administration did.
Well, I'm not going to say him. Everyone's in bed with them.
How many executive orders he signed? Remember, he had a fucking stack of books?
Yeah. Remember one of the ones was he signed the mask one, and then he came out without mask immediately after signing. Remember, so you like, how many of these shits we got to take serious when you're already violating your first one of these
term limits?
Well, especially for eyebrow lady,
that homie's already gonna pass away soon.
That witch needs to go,
bitch.
Oh my god.
Yo, speaking of Congress and these niggas, I was gonna say, didn't Rand Paul, wasn't his shit, one of his things that he implemented, kind of get pushed?
His bill? Which one?
For the mask on planes.
To take them off?
Yeah, so that...
So it passed?
No, I'm not saying it passed, but it was pushed in Congress.
I know he lost the bill to fire Fauci. I saw that.
Yeah, he lost that one.
Had a bunch of Republican...
He lost that one. No. Yeah. But Democrats voted with him towards the mask one for planes. That would
take them off, take the mask
yeah,
off.
Yeah, so it wouldn't be like a requirement.
Well, of course they would. They wouldn't dare.
They're not trying to listen to what we all know this. Chopped cheese maybe don't know. Maybe some people do. I would imagine some
they're
people
they're not
do.
Trying to make the wrong
they're trying to do
so
a backstep and a 180.
Yeah, well, a pivot.
From Koof.
More than a pivot. Right?
They're gonna dead ass be like, yo, what COVID?
No. You know what they mean? That's not what they're gonna do.
What happened?
We never said that. They're gonna say,
my policy stopped it. You saw we stopped it because we realized
X, Y, and Z.
So our policies are the ones who actually stopped all those restrictions.
Hey, it wouldn't be that far fetched, bro, because guess what? They ran literally every selling point and every fear tactic. So they'll be able to sell all this other mumbo jumbo. Easy, bro. Put that shit, wrap it up with a bow. Niggas just open that. Yay, stimulus package. that's really all it is, bro.
You guys been using your making your free calls to Ukraine?
Wait, who's allowing us to call free to Ukraine?
Well, you didn't get the messages? Because I'm getting messages like all the time. I could call free to Ukraine.
I see everywhere I go, they're asking me if I want to donate to them. And I'm like, didn't our government just donate like billions to them?
Fuck that.
Yeah, but wait, am I wrong for saying that? Why should we spend any money of ours when our government just donated to them?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Like,
didn't these crooks just give you $14 billion?
These are the people that take your jobs away.
$800 million?
And then give them back, and then they say, yo, look, we created jobs. Those are the same motherfuckers, bro.
Oh, see, God.
Yeah, bro.
We all got to smarten up.
When you know how to twist things around, bro, you can make anything look good, bro. And they make everything look good, and everything else is bad, bro. It's bad.
It's actually on some real, to geek out real quick, that shit is like some spy KGB double speak technique.
Word. You don't know who to believe. Bro, they told us someone was sleeping with the enemy. And nothing happened to that person. Remember?
Your man Swalwell.
Remember that?
With a Chinese spy. And he's still working for the government.
Well, Trump is married to a Russian woman.
And she's not Russian. She's not Russian, but...
Wasn't,
I guess.
Wasn't
was she Ukraine?
Nah, I forgot what she is.
Funnier.
She's one of those.
Russian. Wasn't your boy Bo Jaden?
Yeah, but he been one for a minute, bro.
On camera talking about how he withheld money from the
100%, the quid pro quo.
Unless the prosecutor,
my head is gonna pop if I keep explaining the story.
So wait,
I'm not.
By golly, I said the plane doesn't leave for another 6 hours. And they
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
I'm not suicidal.
I don't sit at park benches.
I don't time.
Yo, can we talk about the videos that were surfacing with the Russian military talking to the Ukrainian civilians, telling them that they're not there to hurt them.
I shared that shit.
And that's misinformation.
No, I didn't see that.
There's a lot of videos.
The United States militants are not there to hurt civilians.
No, no, no. The Russian military? The Russian military
was explaining to Ukrainian citizens.
Talking to them.
There's video of that?
Yeah.
I
want
to see that.
And they're with their kids. And the
I see that. I don't know if we can talk about that, though.
Ain't something. Listen.
You remember what I said last week?
You know what he says?
You know what I said last
Yo, he said they're only there to attack the military.
You know, not even. He said, we're here to free you guys of the Nazis.
Yeah, he did say that. I didn't want to say that, though, bro. Stop.
Dad, you can say that word.
No, not in that context, though.
Yeah, but they don't know what
he just
about.
Asked if you did not see the thing
exactly of young Dave the engineer in the booth, did you not see what the Russian dude was talking about?
Yo, bro,
all I know is that there was two V's and one T, and it was supposed to be three V's
and two strikes on the channel because no editing.
Yeah, we're never gonna be monetized. We okay with that. Seriously, that's why we wanna grow. We wanna branch out. We wanna get to y'all niggas. We wanna hit y'all with merch so y'all can support. You know what I mean? Like it's seriously where we even gonna start giving shit away. We just need to get actually people, you know, engaging and commenting. That's where it starts. So once we get that, you know what I mean, we gotta actually have somebody to offer free shit too.
And also, if there's anybody out there with a hammer scissor, you on the show, that's holding
shit. A hammer scissor.
A hammer scissor. Get one of those.
Are they competing in? Are they competing in female sports? That's even better.
It's supposed to be three D's.
Right? If they're competing in female sports, it's better.
But they all had swimming caps on.
Oh, God.
I would love to have anybody up here who wants to wear four masks and wants to tell me why I should have the A boost. I want that nigga up here, too.
Why you smoke cigarettes?
Why he removes all of them to smoke a cigarette and has a hole on the other side for a straw. That type of dude. You know what I mean?
At the end of
the day. Who else you want up here?
At the end of the day.
The day ends.
I think it's time for the review.
The day
for real? Damn, this guy wants to leave early. Nah, bro.
You here with you to 4 o'clock? Yeah, but you don't think we've been talking for? Post the whole hour show?
It's literally been 40 minutes, but it's okay because we was bullshitting while it was recorded. But
never mind.
No, it's
never
cool.
Never mind.
Remember, he's not even an engineer. He's calling out the review.
Never mind.
Yeah, but remember, we was recording for a while before.
Never mind.
It's cool.
This guy's always with the
slight. So, you know what, guys?
Nah, I'm gonna keep talking.
You can keep talking off camera, I guess. Thank you guys for watching.
Shout out to my man Salty.
You don't come here for the facts.
You know what I'm saying? Salty is, he put up some really funny videos, and I think it's funny how.
Can you
Salty
tell me Cracker, the name of anyone?
Shout out to Salty Cracker.
Can you tell me the name of anyone?
So I think it's funny that we give
then
them
you don't remember
million,
them.
Right? And then we give them 800 million, and we also sent mad weapons over there.
This is to Ukraine or Afghanistan?
To Ukraine. Word on the grapevine through independent media creators.
I'm about to start.
This shit got vaporized. The whole cachet of like a couple $100 million worth of weapons by the Russians.
Wow.
Talk about.
But if that happened, right? And then there was video of the Russians talking to the people in Ukraine and telling them that they weren't there to hurt them, that they were there to free them from the Yahtzees, right?
The Yahtzees.
Do you believe them?
The game.
How do you even? First off, you know what's the sad?
He's trying to free them from what they do not see.
But this is the sad. This is the sad part.
Is there a correlation?
No, but you know why there's no correlation?
Why?
Because the first part is all about misinformation, and
that's
remember,
right side, right? With the Russians.
Yeah, but remember the warfare is about is all about. It's not even tactical, man. Remember, we spoke about this last time. They don't even know what to believe themselves.
The people in the Ukraine.
Yeah, bro. Imagine that shit, bro.
They got a prime minister or a president over there.
They got cockfuck, remember?
He's an actor. Whatever he is, he's a
anyway,
weirdo.
Guy. Yeah, bro. So imagine that. Just from that standpoint, that shit must be horrific, bro. A bunch of motherfuckers coming up to you. We're not trying to hurt you. Right. We just got a tank and mad guns and shit.
Got machine gun.
Don't worry, we're here for the ninjas.
We got fully autos.
We're here for the people who escaped to South America. That's how we can refer to them.
Man, funny, man.
Those refugees.
Speaking of hypocrisy, you seen how they were like, they weren't letting the D's who are trying to be V's leave the Ukraine.
Why?
Did you understand what I just said?
Yeah, yeah. Why, though?
Because you are a D.
That's hilarious.
You're not a V.
All right. Do you want to take it to the other part? Jail. The racist part?
Stay where?
Stay and fight. Whatever the fuck they're fighting.
What about the racist aspect of it?
Trying to leave.
Where none of the black Ukrainians could leave because they were black. And they said that themselves. The surrounding countries that are part of NATO didn't want to take them in.
No refugees.
Like, whoa. They put up the card, remember, from Family Guy? And he was like, nah. Remember that card?
No, I don't.
Do you remember that card? It's a card from Family Guy that they made meme where he's driving in and they only letting in whites. Oh, and Peter Griffin was white enough to get in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they was like, nope. No, no entry.
So who's the real racist? Chop cheese? It's informational warfare, bro.
What's happening?
It's informational warfare.
Nothing's tactical
bro.
No more, bro.
Yeah,
it's nothing. Crazy. It's no boots on. It's nah, there's boots on ground.
He told you the Ukraine,
George. They're not letting
the black Ukrainians leave, and they were also stopping D's who thought they were V's because they actually D's.
Yeah, and they were like, Papa, we don't care what you think. Get out there. Here's your gun.
Cool. Keep the makeup on. Here's your vest and your machine gun. Get out.
You didn't see what this nigga said? Like, yo, imagine all of the millennials on the front line. All those niggas got vapes and they all on TikTok while bullets are flying. Guys, look. Look what's going on. It was a comedian. I don't know who it is. I don't mean to steal your joke, but I thought it was mad funny and I just threw it in there.
Salty was like, yo, 200 hours of Call of Duty doesn't mean you could go
over there. But imagine that, bro. You see a front line of 1,000 soldiers and they're all on TikTok and vaping.
That's crazy.
That shit would be hilarious with fucking eyeliner on and shit.
Mad emo and shit.
Just chilling. You know what I see already? Fucking hilarious. You ready for this?
Yeah.
They got their hair under the fucking, what's this shit called? The bulletproof shit that they got? The helmet's underneath, I don't even know. Yeah, but the helmet. They got their hair sticking out of their helmet. You know that's their style?
And it's
cool. While they put their hair out and the hat on it. You know what I'm talking about on front. All them fucking niggas do it like that. That's how they wear their hat, bro.
And the hair's always a different color.
Like, yo, why is your hat sticking out of the front of your scully? Like, yo, what is that, bro?
Yeah, what's close to Ukraine?
Russia.
Belarus?
Yeah, pretty much. Poland. Poland's one of their immediate. Yeah, Poland.
To look over the fence and see what's happening.
Those Tim Pool days is over.
You're like, yo, what y'all doing over there? Fucking bombs, hypersonic bombs and gravity bombs.
You gotta do with the way John Lennon.
Thermobaric bombs and shit.
This nigga Lemon, your boy Lemon did.
Who?
When he was in when he was like 80 miles away from the war, talking like with the vest and shirt.
Oh, Matt, funny that you brought up.
You remember that?
There's another thing I wanted to bring up.
What was it?
The recent one.
In the Ukraine?
They were like 80 miles away from where the bombs are dropping, talking with all full gear tactic. Like, yo, y'all niggas is like.
They were in another country.
Y'all practically in another country.
They had a good angle, like that. Yeah. It was like on an elevated angle and
so
shit.
So let's go where he went.
Nah, we don't got CNN money, bro. Even as broke as they are.
That you brought him up because I wanted to segue to this. You saw what Cuomo's doing?
To Lamont?
What happened?
To CNN.
Wait, what Cuomo? Guido?
Guido. Fredo.
Fredo.
I call you Fredo to your face, motherfucker.
What Fredo did? What you said?
Your man is suing CNN claiming.
Wait, didn't he just get money from them?
Yo, that's why he's suing them, because they didn't pay him.
Oh, so they said that they were and they didn't?
I don't know the inside. You don't come here for the facts. Your man is suing them claiming, what's the word I'm looking for? Like ethics, bad journalistic ethics and shit. So it's like, wait a minute, you're accusing him of that, but you was there, bro.
You know what I slapped him back with?
CNN? Do that.
You lied about having Fifi on
air. And
you
helped your brother.
We don't want to be associated with that.
CNN is done. That's hilarious.
Defamation to our network, bro.
Been telling you guys for 2 years now. These guys, but even before we started the show,
yeah, we know this. But since we had Chopped Cheese podcast, we're not even gonna get into it.
Bill Gates is not.
I lost how many times we said something and it came true.
The View is trash. Count. Jimmy Kimmel's trash.
All them niggas is trash.
Hollywood losing all their energy.
Yeah.
Dems is done. Koof was fake.
Oh, whoa.
This nigga's a creep.
Disney pedos. Everybody.
Disney pedos just got caught again.
Yep. The truth never.
Young Davis.
The truth can only be out for a certain amount of time, man.
Young pedos.
Yep.
In Disney World.
I'm over.
War's fake, bro. War's fake. I don't even know if I can say that.
Shout out to my cat, you heard?
Industrial military.
I'm done.
Corporation. That's where it's at. Fuck money.
Mom always dies in the Disney movies. You know that?
Yeah. There's a new Disney movie out. I don't even want to talk about it, but I'm done too. I'm done. You want to wrap it up? In review? Don't want to wrap it up?
I'm done.
No, so you want to wrap it up? Oh, okay. Okay. That felt like a little bit more than a wrap up, but okay. No? Nobody want to wrap it up?
So two V's, 1D.
We talked about your boy Kanye.
And two V's and 1D.
We talked about, obviously, again, about politics. You know, I don't even know which one we did, but your politics.
Scissors and hammers.
What else? Hammers. What else?
Use your Ukraine minutes.
You know, where's your note? Right?
Reading. Woman of the Year.
Oh. Yeah. And sometimes there's dicks involved.
D's.
Yeah.
V's.
There's D's and V's, bro.
There's D's and V's.
Dicks with V's.
D's yep. Veins. Yep. And, yeah, that's man gay. Throbbing.
No!
These dicks of D's.
See, but you're supposed to say no, so don't even say nothing.
Everything's demonic.
Yeah, everything's demonic. See, even D's. And V's.
D's and V's.
Especially them together.
Especially my D.
Yes, yeah. Oh, anyway.
So, it's hot. We leaving this bitch hot, boy.
Comedy's the best medicine.
The dojo.
Remember that. So if you ain't laughing,
your favorite hood opinion piece.
Maybe it's muted and you ain't hearing us. That's what I gotta say.
Like and subscribe.
Cause you need to be fucking laughing.
Thumbs up.
We do this for you.
Yeah. Tell a friend. Remember, we don't get paid.
Tell a friend.
You know what I mean? And I don't sit at park benches.
I'm not suicidal.
I'm Swigs.
I don't tie knots.
This nigga's Jigs. That's Goose. We got your boy Dave in the house. Dave, where you gonna be at next? Dave, where you gonna be at next?
He's back.
When's this coming up?
I'm gonna try to put it out tonight.
Wednesday. Comedy in Harlem, 117 Street.
Yeah.
There you go. They go to plug. That ain't cost you nothing. You know what I mean? All right, guys. I'm with it.
Holla.
Have a good one.
At least 500 people are going to see you in the first 24 hours.